He's BJ Kissel, and I'm Pete Sweeney with your Arrowed Update heading into this Chiefs and Bills game on Sunday. First, the injuries. The Bills will be without Mario Williams and Kyle Williams, as well as John Miller, and the Chiefs will be without Allen Bailey, Dee Ford, and DeAnthony Thomas. As for Sharkhandrick West, who's been important for these Chiefs, Andy Reid said he's coming along, so we might actually see Sharkhandrick West on Sunday.
We don't know, because he didn't practice all week, but Coach did say on Friday that he's been progressing a little bit, and they're hoping, obviously, that he'll be able to go. And if he's not, you've got third-year player Niall Davis, and then the new featured guy from what we saw in the game last week against the Chargers in Spencer Ware, who really took advantage of an opportunity in that game. Had 11 carries, 96 yards, a couple of touchdowns, really showed us a little bit of everything. Well, I had a chance to talk with Ware. He's excited about going up against the Buffalo Bills team, because you know that anytime you go up against Rex Ryan, team's going to be physical. And Spencer told me that really fits with what he likes to do. He likes to run downhill, he likes contact. So it'll be interesting to see how that side of that particular point of the game plays itself out on Sunday.
Right, and if we don't see West, we could actually see Niall Davis being activated for the first time in a couple weeks. As for the Bills, we weren't sure if Tyrod Taylor would go this week, but it's looking like it heading into Sunday.
Yeah, it does. He looked like he got banged up a little bit in that game against the New England Patriots, but it looks like he's going to be able to go, and what a story he's been for this season. He's been in the league. This is his fifth year, his first opportunity to really be the starter. He only attempted 35 passes in his career coming into this game, but I know from talking with Chiefs defensive coordinator Bob Sutton this week that Taylor's earned his respect by what he's done out on the field this season. He has 11 touchdowns, just 4 interceptions, but really what makes him so impressive is what he's able to do with his feet. He's got 244 rushing yards, actually leads a Bills team that ranks number 5 in the NFL in rushing, and their quarterback, Taylor, has 5 rushes for at least 20 yards or more. When you look, they got Carlos Williams, LeSean McCoy. I mean, they've got some backs that can do some damage, and Taylor's really stepped up for them in that regard. But talking about Bob Sutton, he actually compared Taylor to Russell Wilson, and not just for what they do on the field, but just how he feels like, from an outsider, the team kind of responds to Tyrod Taylor. He's got that even-keeled demeanor that a quarterback needs, and Sutton definitely had a lot of nice things to say about Taylor. He's definitely going to be a challenge.
Some real high praise from defensive coordinator Bob Sutton. It should be a special day on Sunday for Bob Sutton as well. He reunites with head coach Rex Ryan. They had spent some time together with the New York Jets.
They did. They spent 4 years together. Bob Sutton was the linebackers coach, and Rex Ryan was up there, so you're going to see some similarity in schemes. A lot of what you see with the Chiefs defense kind of standing around before the snap. You never know who's coming from where. That's what you're going to see with the Buffalo Bills. You caught that game against the Patriots. That's what they did a lot of. Rex Ryan actually said after that game that that's more in line with what he wants to do with this defense, the identity he wants them to have. But it was interesting because when you talk with quarterback Alex Smith about preparing for Rex Ryan's defense, that he's seen it before, but how you prepare for something you haven't really seen yet. You can look a little bit last year in the game they played against the Bills, but he said that training camp, going against Bob Sutton, going against this Chiefs defense every day at training camp, actually prepared them because the schemes are similar. And that makes sense because of the time they spent together with the Jets. But you never really know what they're going to do. Rex Ryan's creative, can do a lot of different things. But that time at training camp and the fact that there is that familiarity between Sutton and Ryan is definitely going to help them on Sunday, hopefully lead to a victory.
So it's a big Week 12 matchup. You look at these two teams, the Chiefs are in 6th place and the Bills are in 8th place in the AFC. So it's a big game for both of these teams as we go into it Sunday. He's BJ Kissel, I'm Pete Sweeney. 12 p.m. Sunday at Arrowhead. This has been your Arrowhead Update.
65 toss power trap.